KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Last week, the global cellular and satellite empire AT&T announced that it was acquiring the worldwide television and motion picture behemoth Time Warner, and you could practically hear the thundering footsteps as these two corporate giants began their mating dance. Honestly, I've lost track of the many, many times a combination of this size was trumpeted as the next big thing to deliver synergies and efficiencies on a global scale, but usually what happens is that the combined companies struggle through an uneasy and complicated marriage, and senior management is too distracted by the civil wars that erupt between intra-corporate divisions to execute a winning strategy against its outside competitors, and the whole thing is eventually broken up and sold in pieces to the delight of the same group of investment bankers and private equity pirates who cheered the combination in the first place. The logic here is this: AT&T owns telephone and wireless services across the world, and Time Warner owns a collection of international news and entertainment brands like HBO and CNN and Warner Brothers and Harry Potter, you know. So the combined companies will, on paper, form a powerful and mighty entertainment and digital distribution colossus that will span the globe with crisscrossing cellular and satellite tubes, piping hot Time Warner content wherever there are people willing to pay for it. Now, a cynic might suggest that the only reason the financial community supports a massive $85 billion transaction like the AT&T Time Warner deal is because it knows that in a few years it will benefit from the blizzard of transactions required to undo the marriage. But see, that's the problem with cynics. They're only focused on the money. On the other hand, the money part of this is kind of interesting. I once had lunch with a media billionaire who wistfully described another rival media company as having, quote, a great set of keys, by which he meant they bill the customer directly. They have credit card numbers on file. People often think that show business is so different from any other business, but it's really the same. You do a thing and you try to get someone to pay you directly for that thing. But for most of modern broadcasting show business anyway, the direct line was a little fuzzy. You did a thing, you put on a show, you broadcast a radio program, whatever, and you got an advertiser to pay depending on how large your audience was. The only direct billers were feature film studios, but even they relied on a network of mostly unscrupulous theater owners who collected cash money at the box office, cash money they were supposed to split along agreed upon lines. But you know the thing with cash money, right? No one knows if you don't count it all exactly. The center of gravity of the entertainment business is moving quickly towards companies that have your credit card already on file. The direct billers, in other words, like Netflix or Amazon or Hulu, I guess. How did that happen? And cable companies and now wireless phone service providers like AT&T. We need content, these distributors like to say, which dovetails nicely with a problem the networks and the studios face and have faced forever, which is we need money. The very best kind of money, as we all know, is the money that comes in automatically, and AT&T seems to have a good system of gathering that in, so it's pretty clear why Time Warner likes the idea of being acquired by that kind of operation. Those of us in the content business are always looking for someone else, someone with deeper pockets, some direct billing sugar daddy to pick up the check for our movies and pilots and not-so-profitable streaming services, someone in some other, more rational, more cost-contained business especially, but those marriages tend to end in tears and recrimination. But maybe that's just cynical me talking, frankly, against my own interests. I should be cheering this deal as a content creator, as someone who has always wanted access to their own magical ATM. And I wonder who's next. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will explode for KCRW.